Unit 5, Part 1 Listening.
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension.
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. Miss White is working on the computer. Miss White is working on the computer.
2. Climbing mountains is dangerous but exciting. Climbing mountains is dangerous but exciting.
3. It's my father who does some cooking at home. It's my father who does some cooking at home.
4. Susan got a fever, so she went to see the doctor. Susan got a fever, so she went to see the doctor.
5. Anne often helps her mother wash the dishes. Anne often helps her mother wash the dishes.
6. Mr. Smith and his wife went to see a film yesterday evening. Mr. Smith and his wife went to see a film yesterday evening.
7. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the questions you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题选出最恰当的答案。7. When on earth did you get home last night?11:30 or 12 o'clock?
Not really. My watch told me it was only 11:20 when I opened the door.
Question. According to the man, when did he get home last night? When on earth did you get home last night? 11:30 or 12 o'clock?
Not really. My watch told me it was only 11:20 when I opened the door.
Question. According to the man, when did he get home last night?
8. Mom, you're back. Let me have a look at your bag.
They are not what you want. Just carrots and cabbages.
Question. Where did the woman probably just go now? Mom, you're back. Let me have a look at your bag.
They are not what you want. Just carrots and cabbages.
Question. Where did the woman probably just go now?
9. Do you have to take a part-time job during the holidays, Tim?
Not really. My parents are fairly well off, so I get an allowance from them.
Question. What does the boy mean? Do you have to take a part-time job during the holidays, Tim?
Not really. My parents are fairly well off, so I get an allowance from them.
Question. What does the boy mean?10. Get off the line, Harry. Come to help me wash up.
No problem, but just a minute, darling.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Get off the line, Harry. Come to help me wash up.
No problem, but just a minute, darling.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 11.What shall we have for lunch?
We've eaten too much bacon and steak recently.
You're right. I feel I'm getting fatter.
Why not try some thin soup and vegetables?
Question. What does the man suggest? What shall we have for lunch?
We've eaten too much bacon and steak recently.
You're right. I feel I'm getting fatter.
Why not try some thin soup and vegetables?
Question. What does the man suggest?
12. Mary, you didn't come to school yesterday.
No, I didn't. I had a terrible headache.
Did you go to see the doctor?
Yes, I did.
Question. Why didn't the girl go to school yesterday? Mary, you didn't come to school yesterday.
No, I didn't. I had a terrible headache.
Did you go to see the doctor?
Yes, I did.
Question. Why didn't the girl go to school yesterday? Alice, there will be a flower show in Century Park next weekend. Would you like to go with us?
I'd like to. How will you go there?
We're going by bus.
By bus? It's too slow. We'd better go there by underground.
Well, that's a good idea.
Question. How will they go to visit the flower show?
Alice, there will be a flower show in Century Park next weekend. Would you like to go with us?
I'd like to. How will you go there?
We're going by bus.
By bus? It's too slow. We'd better go there by underground.
Well, that's a good idea.
Question. How will they go to visit the flower show?
How did you spend your winter holidays?
I went sightseeing in Nanjing with my parents.
What did you think of the trip?
Nanjing is wonderful. We visited many places of historical interest.
Were there many people in Nanjing?
Yes, it was crowded.
Question. What can you learn from their dialogue? How did you spend your winter holidays?
I went sightseeing in Nanjing with my parents.
What did you think of the trip?
Nanjing is wonderful. We visited many places of historical interest.
Were there many people in Nanjing?
Yes, it was crowded.
Question. What can you learn from their dialogue? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
One day, Francisco picked up a passenger at the international airport and drove him to a 5-star hotel. After an hour, they arrived. The man paid him and entered the hotel.Carrying a small suitcase. Francisco looked at his watch. It was 9 o'clock at night. He thought, I've had a good day. I'm going home. The next morning, when he opened the door of his taxi, he noticed there was a briefcase on the floor in the back of the car. He remembered that his passenger at the airport was carrying it. Francisco decided to return it to the man at the hotel.But there was no name on the briefcase. He opened it. It was full of dollars. He didn't know what to do with it. Francisco turned on the radio and listened to the news. He heard this report. An Italian soccer club manager lost a briefcase with very important documents. He is offering a $5,000 reward to the person who returns it. They gave Francisco the name of the man and the hotel.Francisco returned the man's briefcase and got his reward. He didn't know how much money there was in the briefcase, but it was certainly a lot. One day, Francisco picked up a passenger at the international airport and drove him to a 5-star hotel. After an hour, they arrived. The man paid him and entered the hotel.Carrying a small suitcase. Francisco looked at his watch. It was 9 o'clock at night. He thought, I've had a good day. I'm going home. The next morning, when he opened the door of his taxi, he noticed there was a briefcase on the floor in the back of the car. He remembered that his passenger at the airport was carrying it. Francisco decided to return it to the man at the hotel.But there was no name on the briefcase. He opened it. It was full of dollars. He didn't know what to do with it. Francisco turned on the radio and listened to the news. He heard this report. An Italian soccer club manager lost a briefcase with very important documents. He is offering a $5,000 reward to the person who returns it. They gave Francisco the name of the man and the hotel.Francisco returned the man's briefcase and got his reward. He didn't know how much money there was in the briefcase, but it was certainly a lot.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Classical music might sound a little boring nowadays, but there was a time when it was as modern and exciting as pop music is today. This is true of Beethoven, a famous German classical musician. He was the greatest composer of his day. Beethoven studied first with his father, a singer. He wrote many songs, and you may know some of them. He won respect around the world. However, when he was first writing music around 1800, a lot of people didn't like it at all. They said it was too crazy. Beethoven began to lose his hearing in 1801 and was deaf by 1819. At that time, he was only 26, but he could still write music. He listened to vibrations from his piano and felt the colors of the music deep within his mind. No matter how frequently performed, the works of Beethoven still attract people all over the world. Classical music might sound a little boring nowadays, but there was a time when it was as modern and exciting as pop music is today. This is true of Beethoven, a famous German classical musician. He was the greatest composer of his day. Beethoven studied first with his father, a singer. He wrote many songs, and you may know some of them. He won respect around the world. However, when he was first writing music around 1800, a lot of people didn't like it at all. They said it was too crazy. Beethoven began to lose his hearing in 1801 and was deaf by 1819. At that time, he was only 26, but he could still write music. He listened to vibrations from his piano and felt the colors of the music deep within his mind. No matter how frequently performed, the works of Beethoven still attract people all over the world.